ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
We're also getting close to the start of the Women's Bash competition, which gets underway in the beginning of November. The T20 Spring Challenge is taking place at the moment. The Hobart Hurricanes, had a good win over the Brisbane Heat by 8 wickets, and Lizelle Lee has been good enough to join us on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Lizelle, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
What was it like today? North Sydney Oval, you're able to post 2 for 130, and the Brisbane Heat posting 128. So nice to be on the winners list.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, we didn't have the best start in the first game. And look, we've been taking a lot of learnings out of the first game and putting it in all our other games. So it's been going well since then.
And just having a look, you're coming into your 9th season, is that right, in the Women's Big Bash competition? And you've been with the Hobart Hurricanes for a few years now after playing with the Melbourne Stars and the Melbourne Renegades. Do you like this lead-up tournament into the Women's Big Bash?
Yeah, definitely, especially now when they made the Big Bash a bit shorter. I think it's actually good having, even though it's a competition on its own, it's probably good to have like a few warm-up games before you actually head into the Big Bash.
So 18 runs for you today. How have you felt like your own form has been?
Not my best. I feel like I've been doing all the right things and you're just making a few bad decisions, same like today. But look, like I said, I feel like I've been in very good form and hopefully I can just be a bit better when the Big Bash starts.
There's not too many players, though, that can bat in the manner in which you're able to do. What's the key to finding your best form in the lead-up to the season?
It's just making sure that I follow my process and also just trying to make good decisions. I feel like sometimes T20 is slower than what you think it is and you feel like everything's a rush, but I think it's just trying to just go back to your basics and make sure you make the right decisions.
The Hurricanes finished 4th last season on the table. You've got Elise Villani, the experienced campaigner there as well, with Nicola Carey. How do you feel like your team is shaping up for this season?
I'm very excited. Look, on paper, we have a very, very strong team. And I'm just hoping some of the girls bring that form from the World Cup, especially our internationals. And look, I'm going to be very excited about the upcoming Big Bash. Everybody has been working hard back here. And like I said, we're going to have 3 very experienced internationals coming into our team.
Hobart Hurricanes batter Lizelle Lee is with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. So let me just check my dates here. The Women's World Cup, if it goes the whole journey, is to the end of, the start of November, the end of October. And then the Women's Big Bash gets underway, I think, a week or so afterwards. So for a lot of players, they'll come straight back in from one or the other if the Aussie girls go all the way to the end.
Yeah, so our first game is going to be on the 9th. And I think, I'm not quite sure when the final is.
I think it's the second. I think it's the 2nd of November, yeah. So they might have a week.
Yeah, so I think the girls would arrive probably on the 4th or the 5th or something. So they'll have a few days just to take a little bit of a breather and then, hopefully they'll be available for the first game.
The other disappointing news which has come out in the last few days around women's cricket has been Taylor Vlaminck, who's unfortunately had such a horrid run with injuries over the last few years. So she's been ruled out of this upcoming Women's Big Bash competition. I can't remember if you had time with her at the Melbourne Renegades, but she just hasn't had a consistent run at it. So unfortunately had that injury in the 2024 T20 World Cup and, unavailable for this season as she tries to get back to full health with that shoulder injury.
Yeah, look, I think it's... That's the thing that most people don't see. It's like you have people working extremely hard behind the scenes and you put so much effort and time into it. And as soon as you get an injury, it just, especially some big injuries like that, it just blows away your whole season. And look, I definitely feel for her because she's such a talented bowler. So I'm really hoping that she can recover pretty well and hopefully get ready for the WNCL season if she doesn't make it for the Big Bash.
Yeah, the Melbourne Renegades won the Women's Big Bash competition last season. Who are the teams who are you thinking are going to be the teams to beat alongside the Hobart Hurricanes, obviously, this season? We know the Sydney Sixers are always pretty strong and the Brisbane Heat as well.
Look, I think every team's going to be the team to beat. I feel like over the past, 5-6 years, the teams has improved so much. And I don't think, like last season, I don't think there's a day where you can say, oh, this team is going to win. So I think every team is very strong and I think every team is going to be a team to beat and hopefully we can do that as the Hobart Hurricanes.
And the Women's World Cup taking place at the moment in India and Sri Lanka. How much of that are you watching? Are you a cricket nuffy?
not nuffy enough to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, but look, it's been starting at 8:30 at night, and I've been watching a couple of games, sort of just watch until like an innings break. But look, the cricket has been going really well. There's some really good cricket, and but disappointing about all the rain that's been coming around. I feel like it's throw a spanner in the works for a team like New Zealand that probably could have qualified depending on games. But yeah, I feel for them. But yeah, look, I think it's going to be good. I'm very excited to see the semi-finals. South Africa playing England is going to be the same as a T20 semi-final. So it's going to be a good one.
So now's your moment of truth. How many years have you been in Australia for? Who are you supporting, given Australia will take on India, South Africa take on England in the other semi-final, but we may meet in a final?
Yeah, look, you're not the first person to ask that question, but I'm going to go for good cricket all around and hopefully not a game like last night. But look, I know South Africa didn't have the best game last night, but they did the same with England in the first game and then played some really good cricket. So it's probably not the worst thing to get those bad games out of the way. And yeah, I'm hoping they'll make the final, and I'm guessing they'll probably face Australia. So it's going to be, I think, one heck of a final if they do.
Yeah, you've handled that beautifully. When's your next game, Lozelle?
So we're just going to sit back and relax a little bit. We have a few days, so we have to see what some of the other teams do. So we'll probably end up playing, well, hopefully, in the semi-final on Wednesday. Yes, on Wednesday.
Beautiful. Yeah. Lozelle Lee, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on the win by 8 wickets over Brisbane today.
Thank you very much.